Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At this week's end, let's look ahead to the next one. Next Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary of the BP oil well blowout. So where are we on drilling in the Gulf of Mexico? Where are we on compensation for the residents? Let's start there. On Monday, many residents will appear at a House committee hearing in Houma, Louisiana. Legislators are bound to get an earful. Yesterday, several Gulf residents made the trip to BP's annual shareholders meeting in London, where they protested loudly, one shrimper painting herself in black paint. And in a recent town meeting in Matthews, Louisiana, attorney Ken Feinberg, President Obama's compensation czar, was accused of working for BP, not for the residents.
I do not represent BP. That's first. I don't. I don't.
They just gave you a raise, don't
they? Second.
You lied through your teeth, big dog.
Second.
Ken Feinberg's firm did recently get a raise, but his defenders say he's working around the clock. We're going to hear from him in a moment. But first, let's go to Chauvin, Louisiana. Shrimper Kim Chauvin will be testifying on Monday at that hearing. Kim, Ken Feinberg says his Gulf Coast claims facility has paid out over 65% of the claims. You have concerns. Let's do those. Start with security.
To begin with, BP had begun the compensation part of it, and then Ken Feinberg came in and took over. When he first met with us, my very first question to him was, how are our identities going to be protected? Everything is listed on these papers. I mean, he didn't have the answer for us at all. And now we find out March 1st that they lost the laptop with all of our information in it.
Well, so you're very concerned about security, but you're also concerned about compensation.
Right.
We understand you own four businesses. You have a dock where you distribute shrimp and sell at retail. You have boats. Two of your four businesses have, you say, received just a fraction of what your accountant determined you should receive. How much have you received?
Okay, on one of our vessels, we received absolutely nothing. On the dock, we received nothing. On another vessel, we received like 11% of what we was, which was $33,000. And on the other vessel, it was $100,000. But this is minute when you look at it. I paid over $25,000 in CPA fees getting all this paperwork together. They have lost over 10 times. Four different times I've handed them over to Ken Feinberg.
Well, so you're saying, in addition to frustration about the process, your documentation, the CPAs that you hired, they say, according to you, that with your revenues and taxes paid and losses, that you should have received about $600,000. You say you got maybe around $137,000, nothing for your dock and one of your boats. Now, the Times-Picayune is reporting that there are different groups of claimants. There's a group that has given full documentation and got nothing. You're not in that. Another of more than 30,000, many of them Vietnamese fishermen, who are trying to collect for loss of their subsistence fishing. They haven't gotten anything. Another group that can't produce documentation. Also, a very small group, Catholic Charities caseworkers, report that some of their clients got money they didn't even ask for. So there's a group that got more money than they perhaps should have. It seems you fall into a group that just feels that you haven't gotten what you deserve.
Now, I fall into the group on two of my cases that I presented all documentation, P&Ls, taxes, everything that was supposed to be sent in, and I received nothing yet. On the other two, I have presented tax paperwork, P&Ls, and received a minute part of the payment that I should be receiving. And people have to remember, this is about an oil company who came into our waters and destroyed our way of life. We didn't go and do something to BP or Ken Feinberg.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, on the other hand, though, let's play devil's advocate. First of all, you know, we've heard from so many people in Louisiana whose families thrived because of that oil business, so that there's that conflict. But also, again, Ken Feinberg says that since February, he's paid over 5,000 claims. He's rejected 44,000, but that's because they didn't have proof of damage. Do you have any sympathy for what he's trying to wade through with so many thousands of claims.
What about the sympathy for people who are losing their livelihoods? What about the sympathy for people who are trying to pay bills and can't pay bills? As far as the oil field, and I don't begrudge anyone a job, what you have to look at is if people were following the regulations, if they were following the rules, then this wouldn't have happened. But because there was so much greed involved and so much stuff that was going on that shouldn't have gone on, you have caused havoc amongst the Gulf Coast.
Well, we understand one of your two sons who is in business with you has left because he's discouraged. But you're getting your dock ready. You're dipping into your savings to get your business up and going again. We know that four attorneys general in the Gulf Coast are asking a judge to intervene. One in Mississippi, Jim Hood, Attorney General Jim Hood, said he thinks Ken Feinberg is trying to get claimants to accept the final settlements, because in this agreement, if you accept your final settlement, if you accepted, for instance, the 137 you've gotten, you can't sue later. Ken Feinberg again said this isn't true, that he feels the process is going the best that it can, and also that a judge can't intervene. This is he's been assigned by the federal government to do this. Putting that aside, what are you going to do? Are you going to sue? What are you going to do?
Let me tell you something. One, there is no transparency for what Ken Feinberg is doing. None. He is accountable to no one. I applaud Hood for going after Ken Feinberg because he is doing a horrible job. On the other thing, as far as dipping into our savings, we're not dipping into our savings. We are using almost all of our savings to try and get ready, and hopefully that we will have an industry to get back into. On the other part, as far as suing someone, I have never sued anyone in my life. And I stood on that ground that, you know, if I could help it, that would not happen. Ken Feinberg is pushing people to sue, because over my dead body will I sit there and take $25,000 for a business that I poured my heart and soul into in the last 25 years, for this man to come in and tell me what he thinks my business is worth and not even be close to the numbers of where my business is.
Kim, just briefly, again, this anniversary is coming up next week. Do you think, I know we read the Times-Picayune, this is a hottest topic possible in your region, but do you think people in the rest of the country have sort of forgotten this?
I think if you don't live it, you do forget it. I mean, all we have to do is look at what happened with the Exxon Valdez. People were appalled at what happened to the people when they were paid out, because they got little next to nothing. And that's the sad part, is that this government and the laws are not for the people here. It's for the big corporations. But it angers me when I hear people saying, well, the Gulf Coast, they're getting all this money. No, we are not getting all this money. Don't know where it's going, but I can guarantee you the people who have built businesses here are not getting this money.
That's Kim Chauvin. Her family has been shrimping in Chauvin, Louisiana for decades. Kim, thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in compensation czar Ken Feinberg. Ken, start with Kim Chauvin's claim of a security breach, a laptop that contained all the personal information she and others provided in order to get compensation lost.
Well, we take great pride in the security. That laptop was lost on BP's watch long before we got involved as the Gulf Coast Claim Facility. That security breach can't be directed at us. Also, I must say, as I read the newspapers, BP says that although it did lose that laptop, that many, many months ago, the likelihood that any of that data would be made available, security codes or anything like that, is highly unlikely. Yeah. But that inquiry ought to be directed to BP, not the Gulf Coast Claims Facility.
Well, what about the anger over compensation? You're well aware of it. Kim, to give one example, she says that her CPAs, and she says she's paid over $25,000 to have accountants help her take stock of her four businesses, that they say that she should be receiving more than $600,000 just for two of the businesses. She's got four, and she's only received $137,000.
Oh, I have various answers. First, I can't comment on any particular claim. It's highly confidential. I at my fingertips, I don't have her account, so I can't comment on that. Any costs that she's incurred in preparing her claim are reimbursable, so it's not of her out-of-pocket costs that she's going to suffer. her accountants under the law will be reimbursed that amount in addition to any of her damage claim. And the third thing I'd say is we've paid in the last 9 months $4 billion. We've honored 300,000 claims. And we may have made a mistake. If we've made a mistake, we'll review it and fix it. But well, I think overall, the Gulf Coast Claims Facility is doing exactly what the administration and BP contemplated.
But then why are there four attorneys general from the Gulf asking that a judge step in and take over? They're not happy. And as you well know, Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood says that, in fact, you are forcing desperate claimants into accepting much lower emergency payments, which if they accept as final payments, they won't be able to sue.
On what basis does he say that? I responded formally to that allegation.
Yes, you did.
I know that statistically we have paid 130,000 claimants. And the idea that Attorney General Hood just decides to announce economic compulsion, I've heard nothing about economic compulsion from claimants. I've only heard claimants say, where's my money?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Attorney General can say what he wants. The fact of the matter is, I think the statistics speak for themselves.
I just want to ask you about another group of people who are very upset. These are people who can't produce documentation. You know, people like Kim, the shrimper I spoke of, she has a lot of documentation. But then there's another group that can't. You've rejected, I think you said, 44,000 people because they didn't have documentation. Is that just going to have to be, you know, tough for some of these people who are poor fishermen, they're subsistence fishermen, some of the Vietnamese fishermen who just don't have this paperwork?
With all due respect, I'm glad to bend over backwards to compensate those who, you know, lack tax returns or profit and loss statements. But when, but they've got to present something other than pay me. I mean, the American people pay their taxes. People file tax returns. I don't mind if the documentation isn't, you know, pristine, but I really have to have sufficient documentation so that it justifies the payment. I'm swamped with 800,000 claims, and I feel some obligation to make sure that people who are going to get part of this $4 billion have the documentation or other proof to back up their claim.
Well, look, Ken, I mean, you use the word swamped. That might trigger the question, why not let someone else come in and help? Why not let judges in the area, as the attorneys general want, come in and begin to also arbitrate these?
Look, if that is requested or ordered by a court, I will do it. I do not want to divert valuable resources. We're processing thousands of claims a day, and I really don't want to delay the processing of these claims with these diversions. Now, in 9 months, we've put out $4 billion. I think something's going right here.